Yeah, welcome back. 601 Kirby, we get it back here, and we mentioned right on time, and that's where we are, right on time for a state qualifier game between Watkins and Pearl Lake. Exciting, isn't it?
I mean, you talk about...
Excuse me, with Rockies, Cold Spring Rockies and Pearl Lake.
We're in Watkins.
We're in Watkins.
Watkins is going to play for state tomorrow, but yeah, it's... could we see history today, Randy Rostein?
You know, it's exciting, and Pearl Lake has come out with a nice big fan base here in Watkins this evening. And, yeah, you mentioned the first region game they won.
Since 1992.
In 32 years.
You weren't even a dad yet.
No, but I was doing baseball back in 1992.
Atta boy.
Yeah.
Atta baby.
Yeah. Hey, it's region baseball brought to you this afternoon by El Rosa Lumber Company, El Rosa Green and Feed, Peps Pork of World Spring Hill, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Valley of Melrose and Sock Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, and beautiful downtown farming. Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, Rambo bringing us baseball this afternoon and evening, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Porky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sock Center and Long Prairie. Other sponsors include Dairyland Supply of Sock Center, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Westside Liquor of Wake Park, Gilk Services, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, Buyer Built Belgrade, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, and Erkins Water of Cold Spring. Just a reminder, you can listen to our games broadcast on AM 1150, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. And we're streaming online at mychasm.com. We've got Carson Cheetah back at the studios in Albany. He'll be recording these games, and so we will have them archived on the MyChasm webpage for you sometime next week. You can pull up those games broadcasts. With our starting lineups, it's Kirby Himmish.
Well, for the visitors on the scoreboard, Tim Voigt's third base coaching box area per Lake Lakers leading off at shortstop Max Fox. Batting second at first base, Alex Lensmeyer. Batting third at third. I get that right? I did. It's tough when you get two Lensmeyers there. Alex Lensmeyer, Austin Lensmeyer bat second. Nick Schmidt will bat fourth in DH. Batting fifth in right field, Adam Braun. Batting sixth in left field, Blake Kunkel. Batting seventh at second base, Andrew Schmidt. Batting eighth and catching, Colton Fruth. Batting ninth and in center field, Ben Schmidt. On the mound will be Mitch Wenneke. I will have to get you the Rocky starting lineup as we get moving here because Randy Rostein, we're ready to rumble.
We are ready to rumble. I'll set the Rockies up for you defensively over at third base. That leads to a shortstop, Jordan New at second base for the Rockies this afternoon. Brady Weber at first base, Austin Duffner as the first pitch from left-hander. Jake Brinker comes in, and it is a called strike and 0-1. As we get started here this afternoon at 6:04, call it this evening at 6:04, as followed off by Max Fox in the count 0-2 in left field, Luke Van Erp, center field, Tyler Geislinger out in right field, Brady Lynn behind the plate, David Jonas, and again on the mound, Jake Brinker comes home at 0-2. Pop foul and out of play, and the count stays at 0-2 to Max Fox. Fox had a good game last night for the Lakers against El Rosa. Kind of a spark plug at the top of that order. Came in from right field and then played shortstop. Played a whale of a short ground ball to second. Brady Weber flips it over to first and 4-3 on the putout of Max Fox.
Batting second, the first baseman, number 26, Austin.
These kinds of matchups like we saw with Spring Hill and St. Martin, it's no different than with Cold Spring Rockies and Pearl Lake. Know each other very well, Kirby. Played each other probably a couple times during the regular season. And
I think they've met in the first round of the playoffs like 5 years in a row or something like that too, Randy. They've the way Central Valley League works for what division you're in, the 1, the 4, the 5, and the 8 are in one division, 2, 3, 6, 7 go to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Pearl Lake and the Rockies, just the way it works, they always run into each other.
Squibs it back to the mound. Jake Brinker has it. He'll turn and throw. And 1-3 on the putout of Austin Lensmeyer. And quickly, two outs for the Lakers here in the first inning. That'll bring Alex Lensmeyer to the plate. Alex, the third baseman for Pearl Lake. Pearl Lake Lakers, managed by Tim Voigt. He's over in that third base coach box. Pitch a strike called and 0-1. Kirby, got some umpires here for today, don't we?
I do. We get our first double up as Dave Peterson was on the bases last game. He is doing the bases again, and Dennis Beckers will be the plate umpire.
Tyler Geislinger flashing a little leather there as he fills the left center field gap on a fly ball hit by Alex Lenzmeyer. He'll make a little catch that caused him to stumble and fall, but that'll do it for the Lakers in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Half inning in our books. It's Pearl Lake nothing. The Rockies coming to bat. We're back in a minute. Bottom of the first inning, the Cold Spring Rockies will send Jordan New to the plate. Luke Van Erp and David Jonas, they'll face the right-hander Mitch Winicky for the Pearl Lake Lakers.
Randy, Rocky lineup leading off at shortstop, Jordan New batting second in left field, Luke Van Erp batting third and catching, David Jonas batting fourth in center field, Tyler Geislinger batting fifth in right field, Brady Lynn batting sixth at first base, Austin Duffner batting sixth at third base, Thad Leeser batting eighth and DHing is Brady Leverington, and batting ninth at second base, Brady Weber.
Leading off the bottom of the first for the Rockies.
As Jordan New makes his way to the batter's box, and we'll get set to go here. That wind has not let up all afternoon and now into the evening, blowing from left to right.
Not one person upset about it, I bet.
No. And we saw home run balls last night, Kirby. Have yet to see one here today.
Yeah, good point. Two games last night, three home runs. Two games today, no home runs. I would say Geislinger, Thielen, Reller, and Leeser had something to say about that.
You got it. First pitch to Jordan New, outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count to Luke Van Erp on deck as Winicky's pitch. Strike called and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitch on the way, shot up the middle. Wow, that went right by Mitch Winicky's glove and into center field. Jordan New put a little whack on that.
Chuck and duck, Randy, as Winicky ball coming at him quick. Rockies get the leader on here.
And that's what Jordan New does the best, and that's set the table for other Rocky hitters. Luke Van Erp to the plate. Luke, the left fielder. Mitch Winicky will work from the stretch. And Van Erp takes the first pitch, pops it up. Shallow right field, coming in and still coming in, making the catch is Adam Braun on the run, and one out. That'll bring David Jonas to the plate. David, a big three-run home run last night.
Catcher number one, David Jonas.
He was on base all night, Randy.
Yes, he was.
On base so much that Rocky third base coach Eli Bacchus, who the Central Valley League has a courtesy runner, he was saying, hey, when are we going to use that? Oh, we can't do that anymore. It's only a regular season thing.
Pitch a ball to David and 1-0. Runner on first, that's Jordan New. Pitch to Jonas. He'll swing and chop this one foul over by the third base dugout. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. One out, one on. Saturday afternoon baseball here in Watkins. Pitch, Jonas gives it a ride to left field, and this one is going to go over the head and out of here as David Jonas just has taken it deep to left field, didn't get it very high, hit it on more of a line, and that sailed out of this park.
Mr. Ambush, David Jonas, two first-inning home runs, three-run last night, two-run tonight. Welcome to the ballpark, David Jonas.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, giving the Rockies an early 2-0 lead. David Jonas going yard. I'll bring Tyler Geislinger to the plate.
He's so good, Randy. There's kids running around the stadium with his jersey on his back.
Look at that. Yeah. Jonas. Wow. Tyler Geislinger follows first pitch back and out of play. Count 0-1.
You think that was long enough for Uncle Pete? David Jonas told us a story that his Uncle Pete Schlaper said, you're the first guy to ever dent the back of the fence here in Watkins.
Tyler Geislinger gives this one a ride to right center field, and filling the gap out there is center fielder Ben Schmidt. grab it for the second out. That was a long fly ball by Tyler.
Put charge into that one. Schmidt went a long way to get it too, Randy.
Certainly did. Brady Lynn to the plate. Brady, the right fielder for the Rockies. And the pitch, a strike. And 0-1. That was something I have not seen.
Dennis Becker's put his hand in his pocket to call strike.
I don't know if he was reaching for his clicker or what.
He was looking for the strike call in there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike, fly ball at center field. Again, retreating and this time making the catch. Center fielder Ben Schmidt, and that'll do it for the Rockies in the first. They come up with two runs on two hits, no errors, and no one left on base. One inning in the books. It's Colt Spring Rockies 2 and Pearl Lake nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action. It's coming at you in a minute here on Cape. Back in Watkins, top of the second inning.
Leading off the top of the second for the Lakers, designated hitter number 18,
their big designated hitter, Nick Schmidt, steps into the batter's box, and now the Pearl Lake Lakers. First time in this tournament, Kirby, they got to work from behind.
Yeah, they came out swinging right away yesterday and got that early lead. Ooh, Lucas.
Yeah, nice catch by Luke Van Erp out in left field as Nick Schmidt took it the other way. But Van Erp backtracked a little, made the catch for the out.
Because El Rosa chased them that whole game last night, right?
They did.
They got the three in the first and then stayed ahead.
Yep. That'll bring Adam Braun to the plate. Pitch to Adam, outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Blake Kunkel on deck for Pearl Lake. Pitch by Jake Brinker is blown away and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Adam Braun, left-handed hitter, facing the left-handed Brinker and foul back and out of play. And off a vehicle, there's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming.
Wasn't a white Toyota, was it?
No.
Good.
No.
Good to hear.
Braun, foul ball. This one will find the concession stand here in Watkins, right off the rooftop. And the count 2-2 now to Adam Braun. Braun into the batter's box again. The kick and the pitch, breaking ball, and
ooh,
a little bit high, says the home plate umpire. Count full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And that's low and away, ball four.
First base runner for Pearl Lake. As Brinker will work from the stretch for the first time.
So we were talking about the positioning of the umpires from that first umpire we saw behind the plate today, now to this one here. And this one, he lines up right behind his catcher. He'll peek over the catcher's left or right shoulder, where the umpire this morning basically filled that whole gap.
Now, that's why he had to wear those arm guards. balls off his bare arm.
First pitch is a strike to Blake Kunkel and 0-1.
He didn't put those on by accident, I'm sure, Randy.
No. Chopper back to Brinker on the mound. He's going to throw to second, low throw. Relay to first in time. Count it 1-6-3 double play. And that'll end the Pearl Lake second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. 1.5 in our books. It's Colt Spring 2, Pearl Lake nothing. We're back in 1 minute. Bottom of the second inning, Austin Duffner set to bat. It'll be Duffner here in the second for the Rockies, Thad Leeser and Brady Leverington. And Duffner takes the first pitch from Mitch Winicky outside low and 1-0. A ball, no strikes. Winicky rocks and fires. And the count 2-0 is that pitch missing outside. Two balls, no strikes. Our game time temperature was 84 degrees here at game time this evening. The real feel of 88, pitch low and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes to Duffner. The pitch by Winicky. There is a strike on the outside corner and 3-1. Got a dew point this afternoon, though, of 71.
Eek.
So, yeah. 71, you almost sweat hearing that, don't you? Here's Duffner squibbing it down the third baseline. And the count now 3-2.
1/4 of the press box likes it that way, though, we're told, Randy Rostow.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling Dan Berg likes the press box more and more. He said he likes hot weather, but I think he's liking the press box more and more as the afternoon and evening goes on. Here's the pitch to Duffner, and a swing and a miss. Austin goes down on strikes.
It was a healthy hack for two strikes, Randy, but comes up empty. Maybe a foul tip into the mitt. One away.
Right on. Thad Leaser. Thad had a nice evening last night for the Rockies. As the pitch coming from Winicky, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Winicky deals inside to Leaser and the count 2-0. You're just joining us, 2-0. The Cold Spring Rockies lead Pearl Lake. We're sitting bottom of the second inning. Pitch outside, a ball, and now 3-0. Not a good sign here. Winicky goes 3-0 the first two batters. He had to work to get back and strike out Duffner. Now in a hole here again at 3-0. There's a fastball called strike and 3-1. Brady Leverington waiting on deck. There's strike two on the inside corner. The count full at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Randy Rodstein, Kirby Hemish with you this afternoon here on KASM Radio. Carson Cheetah producing our game this afternoon. The pitch by Winicky popped up in the infield. Back on the grass at second and making the catch for the out for the Lakers second baseman Andrew Schmidt, who was busy as a bee last night.
I was going to say, Andrew hadn't got any action yet through the first six batters, so he was starting to get itchy.
He had a boatload of ground balls last night, and in on a lot of plays. Leaser out, and Brady Leverington to the plate. Brady, the DH this afternoon. And the pitch to Brady, a swing and a miss, strike one. Leverington, a right-handed hitter. You need a catcher. Brady Leverington can catch. Pitch to Brady. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
You his agent? You can get him a new team or what?
No balls.
The offseason has started already.
Two strikes. I know he works with a lot of the youth over in Cold Spring.
JV baseball coach for Recorey.
Leverington, a swing and a miss. Tagged out there by Colton Fruth, and that'll do it. For the Rockies in the second, three up, three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played two. It's the Cold Spring Rockies 2 and Pearl Lake nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Right to Clear Lake? Okay.
Those are all the guys livers. Yeah.
Do you live out by Jeff and Renine Babbitt? They live out by...
All right, we are back here on KASM Radio as it'll be Andrew Schmidt, Colton Fruth, Ben Schmidt batting the bottom third of the Laker lineup here in the third against Jake Brinker. And old automatic Jake Brinker delivers a strike and 0-1. He's got a few innings on that arm over the years.
He has been a
line drive to Thad Leaser. We'll glove it for the first out.
He's been a stalwart for the Rockies. I mean, all those years pitching behind Ryan Hennen, then Hennen goes, gets paid to play baseball, and it's like, all right, Jake, I'm going to need you to pick up the innings. And he goes, yeah, that's okay. I can do it.
Yeah, yeah. And he does a great job. Great job. Colton Fruth up at the plate. Pitch to Colton. Ball, out of play down the right field line and 0-1.
Brinker missed the entire 2023 season, Randy Rostein. Torn ACL, tearing it in the Recorey Alumni Basketball Tournament.
Been there, did that.
Been there, haven't you, fella?
Yes, sir. Here's a ground ball to third. Thad Leaser called upon again. We'll throw to first and 5-3 in the putout. I would say if you add up some torn ACLs at the Alumni Tournament over the years.
That guy never had one.
Jason Crone.
How's that for timing, huh?
Yeah, I got to talk with Kroner. It's like genetics there. Yeah.
The Rockies actually lost Brinker and Connor Schoberg, I think, last year in the alumni basketball tournament.
Wow. Wow. It has taken a few knees. That's right. One ball, no strikes, the count to Ben Schmidt. Brinker delivers and a foul tip. The plate and the count 1-1.
All I ever got was a hangover.
1-1 the count. Schmidt swings and misses strike two. Ball in two strikes. This is a state qualifier game, folks. Winner gets to play in either Green Isle, Jordan, Belle Plaine, or Shakopee.
And we'll be there with them.
You bet. Pitch outside a ball, and now two balls, two strikes, and we'll be covering all the Region 15C teams that make it to the state tournament. Swing and a miss. Schmidt goes down on strikes in a quick inning for Brinker here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We played a 2.5. It's Cold Spring Rockies 2 and Pearl Lake nothing. More Region 15C baseball coming up in 1 minute. Bottom of the third inning, the Cold Spring Rockies, Brady Weber grabs a bat. He's ready to hit here against right-hander Mitch Winicky. Weber, the only man in the Rockies lineup that hasn't hit yet. And the pitch on the way. There's a strike call to Brady Weber. 0-1. Sounds like there's some severe thunderstorm watches in effect for the Watkins area until about 1 o'clock this morning. So there's a chance for some severe weather moving in a little bit later on tonight.
Boy, it sure looks like it looking at the clouds, Randy.
Oh, man. I don't know where it's coming from. But it can develop as Weber swings and fouls it off and the count at 1-2.
Twins are delayed right now, so something's going on somewhere.
That's interesting.
I think you said, didn't you say the Heritage Day Parade got moved up too?
Yeah, yeah. You look at the radar, though, there's really nothing out there. 1-2 the count to Weber. Weber drives it to center field. Coming hard, and Schmidt will make the catch out there in center field. One down for the Rockies. Back to the top we go, and Jordan New, who's 1-for-1 this afternoon.
Shortstop number 2, Jordan New.
Jordan New has had quite a nice amateur baseball career. Started it over in Richmond.
Yep.
Played with the Royals for a number of years.
1 year.
1 year?
Yep.
And came to the Rockies.
Went to the Rockies and finally got some good coaching and tutelage and turned into a hell of a ball player.
First pitch to Jordan, a ball 1-0. And there's a strike called 1-1. You mean you signed that release?
That was a tough one to sign, too, because he just had one of those years. Uh-oh.
New sends it to right center field, back by the fence, and on the warning track, making the catch for the out is right fielder Adam Braun. Nice drive by Jordan New. Coming up just a little bit short.
That was about the epitome of his summer of 2015 for the Richmond Royals. Hitting it hard and then ending up in someone's glove.
Yep. It's like I'm doing everything right, except I'm not getting on base.
And then a bunch of his buddies were playing in Cold Spring, and he's like, I'm going to go play there. It's like, no!
Luke Van Erp at the plate. Luke takes a strike call, then 0-1. No balls, one strike. Manner, ground ball to short, charging it at short for the Lakers and across the diamond, the throw by Max Box. That'll do it for Van Erp and the Rockies in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 3 in the books here in Watkins, Cold Spring 2, and the Pearl Lake Lakers nothing. We're back in a minute on KASM with Kirby Hamish.
Yep. We are on to the fourth inning here at Watkins as it's a 2-0 Cold Spring Rockies lead. State tournament qualifying game. It would be the state tournament ticket punching number 8 for the Rockies with a victory. Pearl Lake Lakers would be number 1 in their books as they're going to have the top of the order here in the top of the fourth as it starts with Max Fox. Fox, Lenzmeyer, getting their second viewing of Jake Brinker. As Brinky's been good here tonight, as first offering on the corner for a strike. Good is probably an understatement, Randy.
Yeah, I know. Dynamite, maybe. Yeah.
One walk, and he turned a double play, which is a pretty sweet double play turn at short by Jordan New, by the way, on that play.
It was.
Brinker kind of led him. That wide receiver quarterback throw right there. Is this pitch hit on the ground up the middle? Diving attempt by New, but it's past him. And we get our game's first hit for Pearl Lake as Max Fox is aboard.
Setting the table, Fox at the top. And, yeah, now the Lensmeyer brothers, see what they can do.
Number 26, Austin Lensmeyer.
You know, the amount of moisture that this field has taken all summer, and you know when you host regions, you water the absolute mess out of it too, that that ball still scooted through that infield pretty quick.
Yeah, it did.
She's a beaut here in Watkins, Clipper Park, as Brinker's first offering to Lensmeyer. Missing low for a ball. Austin Lensmeyer bounced out to Jake Brinker. First time up in the first. Not much of a lead at first for Fox. As this pitch hit on the ground to third, should be two. A second for one. High throw, though, as coming off the bag, making the catch is Weber, and then stepping on the bag to get that lead runner, and that's all they'll get.
Yeah, that play, Leeser let it go too soon because Weber was late getting to the bag, Kirby. And so, really, they were fortunate to get that one out. I think that was all they were going to get on that play.
So Lensmeyer checks in at first. That's Austin, Alex Lensmeyer, into the batter's box. As he hits one up the middle, New Will Field next to the bag. Step on the bag, throw to first, and in time. Man, this kid's showing off, Randy.
Unreal. Nice play, Jordan New. Taking it yourself, and, yeah, just eliminating one extra flip, Kirby.
Retiring the entire Lensmeyer family on his own with that play right there for Pearl Lake. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 3.5. It's 2-0 Rockies onto the bottom of the fourth in a minute on your home for Region 15C, KASM. Bottom of the fourth here in Watkins, as it'll be the meat of the Rocky order. Jonas Geislinger and Lynn as throw down to second base from Colton Fruth. Randy, this guy's seen the ball well here in Watkins.
He is. David likes hitting in Watkins. I think David likes hitting a lot of parks. And
one of those guys.
To have that ability to play competitively, and you said David celebrated his 40th birthday. I mean, to play competitively and do this game of amateur baseball yet, is, I mean, it's a testament.
Well, if Regions is any indication, I'd say the game hasn't passed him by.
Not yet.
I think he's now 4-for-5 on the tournament with two bombs. Looks at a strike right there from Lensmeyer. One strike offering down and away. Now 1-1. You hate to be the guy who hung on too long, but these old dogs are still getting it done, Randy.
They are.
1-1 pitch. Just off the corner right there. Coco wanted that one.
We all know the game. Game day is the big thing. That's why we get together and we play amateur baseball in the summer. But there's the other times too. Some of those practices. And
Jonas hits one on the ground towards short. Max Fox is up with it across the diamond in time. 6-3. Yeah, if it was 1:30 Sundays, that's it. A lot of guys would play for a long time. David is now the manager of the Rockies for the last couple of years. You know, president of Rocky Baseball and organize the scheduling and practices and stuff like that. So it's a lot.
But he told me it's still fun yet. And we had that conversation one night. Still fun. And it's fun in the dugout. I know they were doing some things during the season where they take a picture after every win and guys would be wearing different hats and things like that. So they make it fun.
Well, if you're not having fun, you better get out.
Right on. Because
it's a labor of love.
It's a kid's game.
And you don't get paid to play it.
Yep.
Geislinger looks at a ball, looks at a strike. As Lensmeyer right back. He has 1-1 offering. That is on the corner for a strike. Now 1-2. 1-2 the count. Tyler put a charge into a ball after the Jonas home run, but it was caught by center fielder Schmidt. Swing and a miss right here as Geislinger's out on strikes for out number two. Strikeout number three for Lensmeyer. So two quick ones to Jonas and Geislinger for Mitch Winicky. I think I called him Lensmeyer. It's Mitch Winicky on the mound for Pearl Lake. My apologies, Mitch. As his first offering to Brady Lynn is at the knees for a strike. Pearl Lake and Cold Spring on your Saturday night on Chasm Radio. State tournament berth within reach. as the one strike pitch is off the plate to even it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. As Winicky rocks and fires, 1-1 pitch, that's down and in. 2-1, Brady flew out to center field his first time up. Two away for Cold Spring with nobody on. They're up two in the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 pitch, Lynn cracks that foul down the left field line. 2-2. Thought you said there was nothing on the radar.
Yeah. Morrison County, there's a severe thunderstorm warning until 7:30 tonight. Looks like Region 8C up in Piers, they're going to be delayed.
Okay.
There is a big system moving through that area.
2-2 offering to Lynn down and away. Now 3-2. Moving away from Meeker County?
Moving away from us.
Good to hear.
Yep. Meeker County's clear.
Full boat to Brady Lynn. As Winicky's payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Out on strike, strikeout number four for Mitch Winicky, retiring the Rockies in order, three up and three down. We have played four innings here on your Saturday night in Watkins, as it is a Rocky lead of 2-0. We're on to the fifth in 1 minute right here on KASM. On to the fifth inning here in Watkins, as it'll be Nick Schmidt, Adam Braun, Blake Kunkel due up for the Pearly Lakers. Randy, they're looking to get something cooking here.
They absolutely are.
It's the one hit, one walk.
Nick Schmidt looped one to left field in his last at-bat, looking for him to maybe take it that way again.
Brinker's faced the minimum, Randy, because he had the walk and the hit and then double plays right after. One ball, the count to Schmidt. The big dog in that left-handed batter's box. Is this pitch missing inside now 2-0? Schmidt flew out, as Randy said, to Luke Van Erp. 2-0 pitch. That's hit in the air to Van Erp again. Luke's got a long run. Going near the foul line. That ball will drop foul. And 2-1. Those foul balls, Randy, as a corner outfielder, those are the ones you got to run as hard as you can and then dive because you got nothing to lose.
Dive or slide.
2-1 the count to Schmidt. Brinker right back. 2-1 pitch, down and away. Now 3-1. Cold Spring with a victory over Farming last night. Pearl Lake defeating El Rosa. As the 3-1 pitch is on the corner for a strike, Central Valley League, Randy, comes into this game 3-0. It, of course, will change because there's two Central Valley League teams playing.
Right.
3-1 pitch in there, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Out on strikes goes Nick Schmidt.
I think we were talking Central Valley League, Kirby, with 11C victories, too, for Luxembourg and Kimball today. Eden Valley, the only team to lose, and that was an extra inning game.
So they're 5-1.
5-1.
With a loss in extra innings.
Yeah.
About to be 6-2. Because I bet you a buck somebody wins and loses this game, Randy. Pitch in there missing for a ball. As Brinker's 1-0 pitch that has popped up foul and out of play. Evens it up at 1-1. Braun bounced into that 1-6-3 double play. He was walked, and he was the lead runner on that 1-6-3 double play. As he chops one on the ground towards second, charged at second by Weber. Fields throws 4-3 for out number two.
Brady had that one come up on him, and he kind of looked like he messed around with it in his glove a little bit, Kirby, before he picked it up and threw it.
Twins are back up and running as Ryan Jeffers has hit a home run, leading the 18-game losing streak White Sox by one in the second inning.
Avon leading Randall 7-0 in the top of the sixth inning over an 8C.
That elimination game?
That is elimination game.
So they are still playing?
They are playing as of this time.
Okay. Pitch in there for a strike to Blake Kunkel. 1-0 pitch, nubbed out in front of the mound. Brinker wants it. Calls off Jonas. His throw is low, but Duffner
with
a nice scoop over there. Pitcher wants, pitcher gets, Randy, and a good play by Brinker off the mound. Better scoop at first by Duffner. Lakers go down in order. Three up, three down. Brinker still faced the minimum, Randy. It's not a perfect game, but he has faced 15 and got 15 outs. 2-0 our score in favor of Cold Spring. We are on to the bottom of the fifth in 1 minute on Chasm Radio. Bottom five in Watkins. Austin Duffner will lead things off for the Cold Spring Rockies. As Winneke's first offering to Duffner, that is hit right at the first baseman. As big fella Austin Lensmeyer scoop, steps on the bag, and a efficient out number one.
Gets his counterpart.
First baseman to first baseman right there. As Thad Leeser steps in. Winneke first offering to Leeser, missing down and away. Two-run home run for David Jonas is our only scoring thus far. That was in the bottom of the first inning. As Winneke's 1-0 offering, that is hit in the air to left field. Moving over is Blake Kunkel. Makes the catch, and on three pitches, two outs retired for Mitch Winneke.
Designated hitter number 27, Brady Leverington.
Bring the first client of Rothstein Sports Incorporated, Brady Leverington, to the plate.
Sartell Muskies beating Clearwater this afternoon, 7-1 over an 11C.
First offering to Leverington in there for a strike. If he hadn't only thrown three pitches, Randy, I'd say Brady would have swung at that.
Yeah. Definitely taking one there.
One strike pitch. He'll hit this on the ground, fielded at third, throw across, Lensmeyer to Lensmeyer, and it is a five-pitch inning for Mitch Winneke, retiring the Rockies in order. No runs, no hits. No errors, and nobody left on base. We have played five. We're stuck on 2-0. 2-0 in favor of the Rockies of Cold Spring in the state tournament qualifying game against the Pearl Lake Lakers. On to the sixth in 1 minute on KASM. On to the sixth inning here in Watkins. Top of the sixth, bottom of the order, Randy Rothstein, as it's Andrew Schmidt, Colton Fruth, Ben Schmidt. Pearl Lake... stymied, to say the least.
Stymied at Jake Brinker right now, and how Brinker is pitching. Kirby giving up just the one hit so far, and you said face the minimum.
Well, yep.
9 of the first 12 outs have been outs because of a ground ball. A couple double plays in there.
First pitch in there for a strike to Andrew Schmidt. Schmidt bounced out to, it was a line out to Thad Leeser at third. This pitch outside. Evens us up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. As Brinker, the Rocky lefty, 1-1 pitch. That's laced into left field. Leadoff single for Pearl Lake right here.
Picking up their second hit of the afternoon. Andrew Schmidt setting the table for Colton Fruth and potentially Ben Schmidt as well.
Colton had a couple hits yesterday, Randy, but... you thinking small ball here at the bottom of the order?
Gosh, I don't know. You're down two yet.
Hate to give away outs.
Yeah. Especially now you're talking sixth inning already, Kirby.
Brinker is, was that a chunk of dirt?
That Jake
came off his cleats or something?
No, I think that.
As.
Probably dug it out of the dirt there.
Okay. First offering to Colton. Fouled into the netting. No indication of a bunt right there from Coco. Healthy hack. He looks at the umpire and says, was that high?
Yeah.
As the one strike pitch. Missing outside for a ball. Now 1-1. Fruth bounced out to Thad Leeser. His first and only time up. A couple RBIs yesterday for Fruth. One on, nobody out. Brinker's 1-1. Just missing inside. Now 2-1. 2-1 the count here. As the Pearl Lake catcher. Looking to keep the line moving. Try to get that top of the order a chance to hit with some guys on. 2-1 pitches inside now 3-1. Brinker did walk Adam Braun back in the second inning. 3-1 the count. Brinker's 3-1. That's in there for a strike. 3-2 right now. As it fills up, Ben Schmidt on deck for Pearl Lake. Jake looks into DJ for the sign. The lefty's got it. Comes home 3-2. Inside ball 4. And tying run is aboard now for Pearl Lake. Now here you can see a bunt.
Now is the time, yes.
Ben Schmidt walks up.
Center fielder number 6, Ben Schmidt.
Yeah, Schmidt struck out his first time up. Leeser in front of the bag at third. Duffner as well at first. As Brinker set, Schmidt will square. They're stealing. And the bunt is down. Jonas will field. His throw is in time. So somebody missed a sign, or otherwise Tim Voigt has the guts of a burglar.
Yeah, off on the play was Andrew Schmidt, Kirby. Even before the bunt was down, he was going. So just anticipating that Ben was going to put it down, and he did. Nice sacrifice bunt.
So runners move to second and third. Rocky infield starts making its way in. Now New and Weber are back up the middle. As the first offering to Fox has popped up, Duffner will get rid of his hat. He's over in foul territory, and Austin will not have a play. Got rid of that hat right away. Not like looking up with that bill.
And now you got cloudy skies, so maybe not a big deal. Clouds have rolled in here in Watkins.
So Brinker gets ahead for strike 1. As Fox back into the batter's box. The lefty, 1-strike pitch. That's right in there. And 0-2. My sources tell me that it is this young man's birthday today, Randy. Max Fox would love a little birthday RBI right here. As the 0-2 offering, swing and a miss. As out on strikes, big strikeout for Jake Brinker, and out number 2.
Yeah, that's a big strikeout for Jake. Fox chasing the high fastball, Kirby. That might have been up in the strike zone a little bit.
Yeah. Got him to extend that zone. Austin Lensmeyer, it's up to for Pearl Lake here, their best shot of the game. As Lensmeyer chops one on the ground, fielded by Duffner behind first base. He will step on the bag, retiring Lensmeyer. A little redemption for Duffner on that first baseman to a first baseman bounce out. And Brinker gets out of hot water here in the 6th. No runs on 1 hit. No errors. 2 big ones left on base. We've played 5.5. Still 2-0 Cold Spring. We are on to the bottom of the 6th inning in 1 minute on your home for Region 15C KASM. On to the bottom of the 6th inning. Boy, Randy, the Rockies got out of Dodge right there. Is a golden chance, the only chance Pearl Lake has had here today.
Second and third, Curb, with one out, and couldn't get a run in.
So it'll be Brady Weber, Jordan New, Luke Van Erp for Cold Spring. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning, they lead 2-0. Winicky takes away that first, Randy. He's been pretty doggone good.
Yes, he has.
As the first offering, Weber squares to bunt, puts a bunt up the first base side, and he will beat it out. Just pushing it far enough.
That's a great bunt by Brady.
Awesome bunt, Randy, Weber. Yeah.
That pitcher, Winicky, Kirby, could never really catch up to it until it was too late. The ball just kept running down between the pitcher and the first baseman, just like Weber was running down the line.
Wouldn't be surprised by another bunt right here, Randy, as Jordan New steps in. Pickoff attempt. Oh, got by the first baseman. So Weber's going to get second on the throwing error, and he'll stop right there. Our game's first error, and it comes on a pickoff play.
Bet that'll be an error on the pitcher, Winicky.
Yep. Winicky just tossed that one right past his first baseman, Lensmeyer. So New will hit with a runner in scoring position. As Winicky set, his first offering to Jordan, who does bunt, Randy, but he bunts it foul, and it's 1 strike.
No, was Jordan sacrificing? You think that was a button for a hit there, Kirby?
You know, it's tough with lefties.
It looked like he was just bolting down the line already.
Yeah. 1 strike on him. As no indication of a bunt here as he looks at a ball.
Nice pitch.
Very nice. Winicky's like in disbelief right now, Randy. Like, oh, okay. They threw it right down the middle. One and one. That pitch will hit Jordan New, and he is awarded first base. So pitch comes up and in, and now you got first and second, nobody out.
Now you're going to see Mr. Banner throwing a bunt down again.
The only thing about that, though, Randy, is you take the bat out of Jonas's hand if you do that.
True.
You got your hottest hitter. As Colton Fruth instructing third baseman Lensmeyer.
Well, that's where you got to have confidence in Tyler behind.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's just when you're up by two, well, he's already squaring, so what do I know? As Van Erp squaring around, and he puts a bunt down. It'll be fielded by Winicky. He'll throw to first, and that is in time. So sacrifice in order right there. As Van Erp does the job.
Yeah, you know, you got Jonas. He's one for two tonight. Two-run home run against Winicky. But
doesn't look like they're walking him
no,
either.
No, I...
Catcher number one, David Jonas.
One for three, Kirby. So you get him two out of three times.
Yeah. As Winicky set. Big spot right here for the Rockies, second and third, as Jonas looks at a first-pitch ball. Jonas looks at a first-pitch strike, excuse me. One strike the count.
Whoa.
As leading from third is Weber. New from second. Colts bring by two. Looking for more. As he one strike pitch waved at and missed by Jonas.
That's a good pitch by Winicky.
Very good.
Fruth set up on the outside corner. Hit his spot perfectly.
Oh, and two the count. David has been so clutch for these guys in regions. As the 0-2 pitch hit on the ground towards short, that'll get a run home. They will go to third, and now in a rundown, as the throw goes to second and out at second base is Jordan New, but Jonas gets the RBI on the fielder's choice, and the Rockies lead by three.
And heads up play by Max Fox to get one of those lead runners, Kirby. He wasn't going to get the base runner Brady Weber scoring, but yeah.
And Jordan right there, Randy, I don't hate that decision. No. You're up by three, a chance like, well, make, you know, throw me out. Geislinger bounces one foul up the first base line. Oh, and one the count to Tyler, who is 0 for 2. He did tag one in the first inning. That was a nice catch on the run in center by Ben Schmidt. One strike pitch inside. Now 1-1. Cold Spring scoring their third run of the game. All three RBIs off the bat of David Jonas. It has Winicky long pause. 1-1 pitch bounced up there. Fruth with a nice gobble up. Now 2-1. Colton is not the biggest catcher by any means, Randy, but he does a good job back there.
Yes, he does.
2-1 the count to the Rocky center fielder. Winicky's 2-1 pitch off speed outside. Now 3-1. 3-1 the count. Jonas not much of a lead at first. As Winicky comes home. 3-1 pitch to Geislinger on the ground to second. Can't get it past that guy, can you?
No, you can't.
Nice play by Andrew Schmidt as he retires the Rockies and Geislinger. That does it for Colts bringing the sixth. They do add another, scoring one run on one hit. There were no Pearl Lake errors. One runner left on base. After six, scoreboard now reads 3-0 in favor of Cold Spring. On to the seventh with Hall of Famer Randy Rothstein coming up in a minute right here on KASM.
All right. Welcome back. Seventh inning action. Jake Brinker with the baseball for the Rockies as David Jonas whips it down to second, and we're ready to go here with the Pearl Lake Lakers. Alex Lensmeyer making his way to the plate. 3-0, Cold Spring Rockies lead. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Rockies. No runs, 2 hits, in an error for Pearl Lake. Lensmeyer so far tonight, 0-2. 0-2, and the first pitch is a ball low, and 1-0.
Do you realize for the first 5 innings there wasn't a runner left on base?
Yeah, another stat that, you know, in this ball game here, that's pretty crazy. Followed out of play, and the count 1-1.
10 chances for Cold Spring and Pearl Lake. Zeros in the left on base column through the first 5. That's
wow.
You don't hear that a ton.
No, no, you don't. Leave runners on in the 6th. Fly ball to Van Erp in left field. Luke coming in a bit. Will make the catch down the left field line, and 1 out for the Lakers. Well, a state qualifier game means the season is not over yet for either of these teams, as one of them will qualify. The other will play again next weekend. We have 5 games scheduled for next weekend, Saturday and Sunday. 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, loser of this one will get the Richmond Spring Hill winner to go to state at 3:30 next Saturday.
Next Saturday. At the plate for the Lakers, it is Nick Schmidt. Nick with a count of 1-1. Pitch by Brinker. Just missing a little bit inside in the count at 2-1. 2-1 the count. Brinker's pitch. A little bit low and outside, and now 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Jake Brinker rocks and fires, and Schmidt lines this one over the head of Brady Weber into right center field, a base hit. 3rd hit of the day for the Lakers. Rockies with 3 hits. Pearl Lake with 3 hits.
Right fielder, 7,
and
Adam
up to the plate,
Braun.
Adam Braun. Adam 0-2, or actually 0-1 today. Walked in his first at bat. As Braun settles in the batter's box, Schmidt with the lead over at first, and Brinker's pitch. Braun will follow this one back. Oh, here comes Randy Schoenberg. He wants an attendance total here at Kirby. So,
you got a guess?
Yeah, so I guess I owe you a Reese's from last night yet.
It's true.
Yeah.
Three games today.
All right.
There's a bunt, Randy. Beautiful bunt. They're not going to get anybody.
On the third base line, Adam Braun just sticks the bat out and lays it down perfectly. Lakers have 1st and 2nd with 1 out. All right, Randy Schoenberg.
I go 669. Randy goes 546.
566.
556. And Randy, I'll take 2 Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Holy cow, this is rigged.
636, the official total.
This is rigged. I'm going to definitely check cell phones and everything else.
1,100 on the tourney through 2 days.
1,100, okay.
And 3 more tomorrow, and it's a Sunday kind of crowd league.
And with Jake Brinker on the mound, Kirby, and runners at 1st and 2nd, Brinker's going to come to the dugout.
Wowzer.
The Rockies going to the bullpen, and we're getting the big man coming in from the bullpen.
Are you at all surprised? I mean, Brinker cruised through 5, a little hairy in the 6th there, but he got out of it with a 0.
Yeah, and you got the middle of the order, who Brinker's handled pretty well here this evening. So coming on, it looks like Evan Atchison.
No.
Or is it Connor Schoberg again? It is, 18.
Yeah.
Schoberg. Schoberg pitched in relief last night. He'll get the call again this afternoon. Why don't we do this? We're going to take a 1-minute timeout on KASN. Well, a pitching change for the Cold Spring Rockies as Jake Brinker exits, and on comes right-hander Connor Schoberg. Right-hander pitched in relief last night for the Rockies in their win over the Farming Flames.
So we got the last 9 outs last night, and Jonas said, do it again.
As runners at first and second, it's Schmidt at second, Adam Braun at first, and the pitch from Schoberg is low and away, ball one.
There is one away, Randy. He's only got to do eight tonight.
That's true. One out here in the seventh. At the plate, Blake Kunkel. Pitch to Blake. There is a strike down the middle from Schoberg, and the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. Schoberg delivers, and Kunkel is swinging a miss. Strike two, one ball, two strikes. Schoberg played a lot of basketball in his career.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great basketball player.
Is he over at St. John's?
He was there for a little bit. I think he ran into some injuries collegiately.
One ball, two strikes. Pitch on the way. Kunkel swings and misses. He goes down on strikes. Schoberg gets that big second out. And it'll bring Andrew Schmidt to the plate. Andrew, one for two today, has one of the four hits the Lakers have off of Rocky pitching.
For throwing three innings yesterday, Randy, had plenty of zip right there.
That one was blown by Blake Kunkel, you bet. Avon has defeated Randall this afternoon, 11-0 over an 8C. 11-0, Avon with the victory. Andrew Schmidt takes the ball, 1-0. Schoberg from the stretch. Schmidt swings and misses. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Nick Schmidt hanging out at second. Adam Braun at first. Two outs. Lakers, their biggest threat of this ball game so far. They got a runner in scoring position. Kick pitch by Schoberg. Bounce back to Connor on the mound. He will flip it to first. And 1-3 on the putout.
You see that little glove flip to himself?
I did.
That was
cool. Yep. 1-3 on the putout. That will end the seventh for the Lakers. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on base. We have played 6.5 innings. It's the Cold Spring Rockies 3, Pearl Lake nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM. Bottom of the seventh inning for the Cold Spring Rockies, Brady Lynn, Austin Duffner, and Thad Leaser facing right-hander Mitch Winicky, who's gone the distance so far, giving up three hits, just three runs. His Laker team can't put any runs on the board for him, though, and a swing and a miss by right-hander Brady Lynn and 0-1. One the count. Lynn will take inside for a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitch inside, and now two balls and a strike. Two on the count. There's a pop-up. Brady Lynn behind the bag.
Oh my.
Mitch Winicky, Colton Fruth. Colton collided with the umpire. Then he spun. And thank God Mitch Winicky came in and made that catch.
And Colton, too, Randy, we talked about those pop-ups as a catcher. Toss in a little interference with the umpire. And all, next thing you know, Winicky's like, well, Colton doesn't have it. I'll go get it.
That's a great catch by Winicky coming in. Had to reach behind him and pick it up.
Think that was a fair ball?
I think it was. I think it would have landed fair territory. Here's Duffner. First pitch to Austin, a strike ball to 0-1.
Randy, this ball needs to be thrown out.
It is dark.
Not very white anymore.
Pitch outside. And the count, one ball, one strike.
Came right out of the beast's mouth from the sandlot.
Duffner says, I'm going to hit it, though, and the line drive to left field for a base hit. Ties the hit column at 4-4 with the Rockies' fourth hit of the day, and to the plate, Thad Leaser.
Third baseman, number 10, Thad Leaser.
Thad on the afternoon. He is 0-2. No balls, two are actually the pitch. That's low for a ball, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Winicky kicks and delivers, and Leaser will take a strike call there, and one ball, one strike. One and one. the base runner, Duffner at first. Leaser takes strike two on the outside corner, and one and two now. Ball and two strikes with one out. And the pitch, low and in the dirt. Ooh. To Leaser, and the count at two and two.
Thad started his hands there, Randy. I thought he was maybe going to hack at that one.
Two outs, two strikes. Winicky. The kick, the pitch, that's low and away, and the count full at three and two. On deck for the Rockies, Brady Leverington. Winicky taking a little extra time there. 3-2 pitch, ground ball short. Fox to second for one. The relay to first in time. That's a 6-4-3 double play. That'll end the Rockies' seventh inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. Seven in our books here in Watkins. 3-0 Cold Spring Rockies over the Pearl Lake Lakers. We're back in a minute. Top of the eighth inning. And time's running out for the Pearl Lake Lakers as they face right-hander Connor Schoberg. Schoberg in relief last inning. Got a couple outs for the Rockies. Now starting the eighth inning. Facing the Lakers, catcher Colton Fruth.
Just got speedy in here.
Colton Fruth takes a strike, 0-1. Now the pitch from Schoberg is low for a ball and 1-1.
Oh, that's why he's coming up here.
One ball, one strike. He has the 50-50 number.
We know who's buying tonight.
Oh, man.
Oh, he screwed it up.
Pitch two, Colton Fruth is low and away, and the count at two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike.
Maybe we don't have a buyer, Randy.
Nope. Pitch to Fruth, line drive to short. Caught there on the line by Jordan New, and one out. Hit it on the noggin there, but right at Jordan New, and down to five outs.
What's this guy doing, Randy, that's stifling these Flames and Laker hitters?
Don't know. Don't know. I mean, that was hit fairly hard.
Yeah.
But keeping the ball down in the strike zone. First pitch, he has a ball, 1-0.
I think Connor played high school baseball.
Oh, is that right?
I think he was a football basketball player.
Ben Schmidt, the plate, first pitch of ball. There's ball two. He's the number nine hitter. Max Fox, the leadoff hitter on deck. Two balls, no strikes. Connor Schoberg ready. Pitch on the way. That's inside, and 3-0. 3-0 to the number nine hitter. 3-0 Rockies here in the eighth. Breaking ball, strike called, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike, and ball four inside to Schmidt, and a one-out walk. Going to bring birthday boy Max Fox to the plate.
Number nine, Max Fox.
That was a nice double play he turned.
Yeah. Max 1-for-3 today. Base runner Schmidt at first. Connor Schoberg worked from the stretch, and the fastball right down the middle, strike one. 0-1 the count. Fox ready in the box. Schoberg pitch inside, and the count, one ball, one strike. More baseball coming up tomorrow morning here on KASM, 11 a.m. 11 a.m. We will have Elimination Baseball, that first ball game here in Watkins.
Farming El Rosa.
Farming El Rosa. Fox sends it to center field. Tyler Geislinger's got a beat on it. Almost forgot Tyler was out there today with all the ground ball outs.
He hasn't done anything to remind you, Randy.
No, no. Tyler catches that for out number two, and to the plate, Austin Lensmeyer. Second elimination game tomorrow. That'll be at about 1:30. That'll be Richmond. And Richmond will be playing Spring Hill.
The Chargers.
Throw back to first, and Ben Schmidt back safely.
Then our third game, another state qualifier, Randy.
You got it. Watkins.
Watkins, St. Martin. Two state tournament teams.
Going on the pitch is Ben Schmidt. Throw to second, not in time. Kind of a gutsy move there by Pearl Lake. Down three.
Four outs left in your game. Gutsy is an understatement.
Yeah. Two outs. The count. One ball, no strikes. To Austin Lensmeyer. Pitch missing outside, says the home plate umpire, and the count 2-0.
I don't think David thought so, Randy.
Pretty close. Pretty close on that one. 2-0 the count. Pitch outside again, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes.
A walk already in the inning for Schoberg.
Pitch a called strike and a 3-1. Over in Region 4 seed today, of course, Marshall beat Atwater 13-8. It was Raymond over Starbuck 2-1. And now Bird Island beat Norway Lake Sunberg 11-2. Ground ball back to Schoberg on the mound. The underhand flip to first. 1-3 on the putout. That will end the Lakers' eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base. We played 7.5 here in Watkins. It's 3-0 Cold Spring Rockies. We're back in a minute. All right, we're back. Bottom of the eighth inning here in Watkins. The Cold Spring Rockies leading 3-0. And Brady Leverington, Brady Weber, and Jordan New, the scheduled hitters.
Looking for some insurance, Randy. Pearl Lake wants to keep it right here.
Brady Leverington so far today for the Rockies is 0-2. Mitch Winicky gone the distance so far, slowly hit to short. Max Fox has it roll up on his arm, and Brady Leverington's going to be safe on the air by Max Fox at short.
That was a tough play. How'd the ball get over there?
He kept bobbling it.
Oh.
He kept bobbling it.
I wrote air and had Leverington on board on a ball hit to short. Next thing you know, I look up, and Fox has got the ball in front of the Rocky dugout.
It's a play that can be made, though.
We got a runner here. I think that's the younger Fuchs. Hunter.
Hunter Fuchs will be running for Leverington. And Brady Weber comes to the plate. Brady Weber on the day, 1-2.
Keep the bunt on here for the top of the order?
Yeah, probably. Had a base hit in his last at bat. And the pitch, ball 1-0. Showed a little bunt.
Yeah, he was out there.
But laid off a bit. 1-0 the count. Ready on the mound. Weber puts another nice bunt down. As field by Winicky, and the throw to first, 1-3 on the putout. On to second goes Hunter Fuchs.
Boy, Winicky was cooking off that mound.
Ooh,
dead sprint off there.
He almost wanted to tag Weber out and couldn't quite reach him, so he ended up flipping it yet. That'll bring Jordan New to the plate. Jordan. On the afternoon, as the strike's called, is 1-2. 1-2. Hit by a pitch in his last at bat. Had a base hit, scored a run on David Jonas's home run in the first. New ground ball to first. Speared there by Lensmeyer. He'll run it to the bag, and over to third goes Fuchs. So three unassisted on that put out. Two that outs.
That was not an easy hop, Randy.
No.
Lensmeyer stuck in there. Hung on.
And Luke Van Erp to the plate. Luke's drawn the collar today, 0-3. Kick the pitch to Van Erp. Drive to center field. Plenty of room there for Schmidt in center field. Ben will make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Rockies here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on base. 8 in the books here in Watkins. 3-0 Cold Spring Rockies lead the Pearl Lake Lakers. We're back in 1 minute. Top of the ninth inning, David Jonas makes his way to the catcher's box as they were waiting for David. He was on deck. And Connor Schoberg's going to take a couple warm-up tosses with Jonas yet. 3-0, the Cold Spring Rockies leading Pearl Lake Lakers. Last rips here for the Lakers. They want to keep their winning ways alive.
Don't book the bus yet, Randy. They got 3-4-5.
Riding a two-game winning streak right now. Lakers with wins.
Three-game
winning streak. At the plate, Alex Lenzmeyer. He is the number three hitter. Nick Schmidt, Adam Braun, the scheduled hitters against Connor Schoberg. First pitch of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch on the way. Chopped to short. Jordan New charges it. He'll double clutch that one and fires on the first 6-3 on the putout. Made sure he had a good grip on it.
Yeah, well, also, Randy, that's an interdivision collision play right there that he knew he had time. Like, I don't got to rush this. If this was a leadoff guy who I didn't know, I might have to throw this thing off balance, but I got time, so I'm going to get a good grip, and here comes the heater.
That'll bring Nick Schmidt to the plate. Nick 1-for-3 at a base hit in his last at-bat, and he'll follow that right over our heads, and the count at 0-1.
Well, the moment's not too big for these Lakers. They're up there hacking.
Well, it's one strike. Schoberg was awesome in relief last night against Farming. And this afternoon and evening, he has been good, too. Strike on the inside corner. And 0-2 to Nick Schmidt. Four hits apiece for each club. The Rockies, though, have the important number, and that's the three in the score column. Pitch outside to Schmidt. One ball, two strikes. Connor Schoberg ready. He'll come home. Schmidt, ground ball to second. Weber stays down on it. Over to first, 4-3 in the putout.
And she all comes down to this.
Adam Braun.
Right fielder, number 7, Adam Braun.
Adam, 1-for-2 so far today. Walk in the second, base hit back in the 7th. Batting here in the 9th. Looking to keep his team's hopes alive. Pitch to Braun. He lines it to third and caught by Thad Leeser on a bullet to third. And that will end the ball game here this afternoun in Watkins. For the Lakers in the 9th, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Our final score this afternoun, it was the Cold Spring Rockies 3 and Pearl Lake nothing. We'll take a minute timeout over at our studios, Carson. We'll be back in a minute to wrap this one up. All righty, welcome back to Watkins. We've gone final here this afternoun and evening as the Cold Spring Rockies have punched their ticket, Kirby, to the state tournament with a 3-0 victory over Pearl Lake. The Rockies go back.
Eighth time, 96, 98, 08, 16, 19, 20, 22, and soon to come, 2024. As the Rockies, David Jonas with the bomb, great pitching, good defense. It's like we saw that last night.
Yeah, you look at some of these guys on this Rockies team, though. Was Thad Leeser part of that team? No. So
Van Erp wasn't on that team. Weber wasn't on that team.
No. So, I mean, there's new guys experiencing this. Brady Leverington was on a different team.
Yep.
Yeah, so you've got some new guys experiencing a state tournament, and that's exciting when you get new guys, Kirby, that haven't been through this. That's what makes it fun for the veterans.
And what makes it fun for two broadcasters?
Yeah.
Game 2 is 97 minutes. Game 3, 87 minutes.
Amazing. Thank you. And, Kurt, thanks for not jinxing us.
He tried real hard to jinx it there in the top of the 6th inning.
As Kurt Hemmisch exits quietly, out of the press box.
Very un-Kurt Hemmisch-like.
Let's go through the line scores here. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for the Rockies. They left two on base for the Rockies.
That's whatever. These stats are ridiculous.
No runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. They left 5 on base. But, crazy. The win goes to starter Jake Brinker, who pitched great, gets great relief help from Connor Schoberg coming in the 7th inning. The loss will go to Mitch Winicky. I mean, giving up only 4 hits. Kirby, if you would tell me Mitch Winicky only gave up 4 hits and was the loser, I'd say, wow.
Well, so I was thinking, so he gives up a single and a home run, 2 of the first 3 batters he faces, 2 hits the rest of the way, and pitches longer than Brinker.
Yeah.
You would have lost both of those bets.
Absolutely, I would have. You bet. That will do it. Game five is in the books. A fun day of amateur baseball here. Kirby, we can knock on wood. We have had competitive games the whole way so far. No blowouts, which is fun,
yeah.
Fun baseball.
How about that? You look at the bracket, you get 10-8, 8-6, 4-3, 1-0, 3-0. So yeah. This was the most lopsided game, Randy, at 3-0.
Right, right. And
Pearl Lake had chances.
They had some opportunities, you bet. So we hope the same for tomorrow. As we got three more games starting at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow it'll be Al Rosa and Farming at 11. At 1:30, Richmond and Spring Hill. And then at 4 o'clock, a state qualifier game with St. Martin and Watkins. Want to thank our guys back at the radio station and gals. Last night, Maya Justin. Today, Carson Cheetah. Thank you for producing our game, Carson. And we want to thank our Region 15C sponsors. Al Rosa Lumber Company, Al Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, Cabral Spring Hill, BNS Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber, True Valley of Melrose and Sauk Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Minnesota, or actually Central Minnesota Realty, Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, Rambo, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich Sauk Center and Long Prairie, Dairy Lynn Supply of Sauk Center, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Westside Liquor in Wade Park, Gilk Services, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, Buyer Belt, Al Rosa Bar and Lounge, and Erkins Water in Cold Spring. Our finals again here today in Region 15C baseball action. We'll just read them off for you one more time. Game number one today, it was Watkins over Richmond, 4-3. Game number two, St. Martin over Spring Hill, 1-0. And game number three just completed, Rockies, Cold Spring Rockies over Pearl Lake, 3-0. Kirby, we will let the voice rest until tomorrow.
I didn't think I'd be driving home in daylight tonight,
no,
Andy.
No, me neither. Me neither.
And you have a very happy wife to hear that, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to thank you for joining us here. Thank you to the Watkins Baseball Association, too,
yes,
for being so hospitable to us up here in the press box. To Bruce Geislinger and all the clan here, thanks again. We will send it back to you, Carson. You've been listening to Region 15C Baseball Action on KASM Radio. You all have a good night.